The stories you are about to hear are true. The reenactments are not! Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Odd News on the radio show you should watch with Scott and Val.
Oh, yeah, and we are set to knock it out of the park today, Val. We have some crazy, crazy stories. And I don't know if you heard about this first one, but it's crazy and fun. So go ahead, Val.
All right. The internet briefly decided that the August 12th total solar eclipse was going to do more than block the sun. A viral claim warned that Earth would lose its gravity for 7 seconds during the eclipse. According to the theory, people should expect to become temporarily weightless, with some versions of the rumor suggesting that NASA was preparing for the event. The eclipse came and went. Gravity, apparently unaware of the internet's schedule, continued working normally. Scientists have repeatedly explained that a solar eclipse doesn't switch gravity off. The moon's gravitational pull certainly doesn't disappear during an eclipse, and neither does Earth's. So congratulations to gravity. It once again managed to do its job without a government bailout. And for anyone who spent the day waiting to just float away, technically you were already being held down by a force you couldn't see, which is apparently enough to start a conspiracy theory.
It is. It is. All right. So if you caught us at the beginning of the show, all today's reenactments are what could have happened. So, of course, what could have happened, Val, if we lost gravity?
Wow! No way it's stopping. I'm floating! Oh, wait, stop. This is too fast!
No, no, help!
Somebody grab me!
Starting.
Help! Wait, this is too fast.
Bye!
Oh, it should have been in the White House.
It'd have been nice if all the dumb people floated away.
No kidding. Kind of like the rapture, but for dumb people.
All right. Another what could have happened. Teenager visiting Alabama's historic Fort Morgan apparently decided the souvenirs should be a little more historically significant than a refrigerator magnet. Juvenile stole 5 Civil War era cannonballs from a storage area at the fort and put them in grandma's checked luggage without her knowledge.
Somebody else must have been carrying grandma's luggage for her, I would think.
This is so heavy. Why won't you carry it for me?
Let's see. TSA discovered the unusual cargo at Gulf Shores International Airport when an X-ray showed several large opaque objects in a suitcase. The largest cannonball, roughly the size of a grapefruit, and weighed about as much as a shot put. TSA officers initially weren't sure whether they were dealing with live explosives. Authorities eventually determined the cannonballs were inert and traced them back to Fort Morgan through identifying paint markings. Grandma told investigators she had no idea cannonballs were in my luggage. So what happened here? The fort got its cannonballs back. Nobody was charged. Grandma presumably learned that the phrase, "Can you pack this for me?" deserves a few follow-up questions. And if it could have been worse, this is what could have happened to Grandma.
Grab her!
Oh, poor grandma.
And I don't know if you noticed, but that's the same old lady that got tackled by the football player last week. So keep watching Odd News, because every week she's going to get tackled in a different way.
Remember, this is a show you should watch.
That's right. That's right. All right, back to Val.
Right. A 97-year-old woman is breaking her own wing walking record. Did you know there was a wing walking record?
I did.
97-year-old Betty Bromage of England has broken her own Guinness World Book record as the world's oldest female wing walker. Bromage climbed onto the wing of an aircraft and took part in a flight on August 4th, completing the stunt for the 6th time. She first took up wing walking at the age of 87. The flight required her to remain airborne for at least 5 minutes, including takeoff and landing, and she even participated in a loop-de-loop. The stunt raised money. Yeah, the stunt raised money for Chelatum General Hospital where Bromage was treated after suffering a stroke last year. She did this after suffering a stroke?
And she's 97.
Oh, at 97, she has apparently decided that retirement activities should include things like knitting, gardening, and hanging onto the wing of an airplane several thousand feet above the ground.
Wow.
Most people her age are happy when they wake up each morning. Betty Bromage apparently got her wings early.
Oh. That sounds kind of ominous, Val.
It does.
All right. I'm sorry. We got to go full screen for this one.
Oh, what could have happened? That's bad.
And for those of you on the radio, she clutched her chest.
And fell off a wing.
Yeah.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. And there she goes.
I like how she disappears into the clouds.
I also noticed how there was nobody flying the plane.
You're not supposed to notice that. It's AI.
AI, you forgot one little detail.
Yeah, one little detail. You know, and those credits are expensive. You can't remix just because there's no pilot. Have you seen mine and Val's mini movie?
You know, people could always donate to the cause if they want to see, you know, something that looks a little more professional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to, like, mail us credits, you know, or buy us some in a gift card, several sites do that. We'll take them. All right. Maybe our videos would get better.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No guarantees.
All right. All right. And we do have a couple videos come up, one Val made and one I made. So stick around. All right, off to Salzburg, Austria, where a recently installed 320 small golden-colored statues of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart as part of the celebration of the composer's 270th birthday. All right? Then somebody started stealing them. Not one.
No.
Not two. 210. All right, these statues, about the size of a Barbie, and depict Mozart alongside his dog. And within a couple of weeks, roughly two-thirds of the entire installation had disappeared. The artist believes the thefts were organized rather than random souvenir collecting. And replacing them isn't going to go particularly well. The manufacturer is currently on vacation, so there aren't enough replacements available to even fix the exhibit. The remaining Mozarts have now been spread further apart to make them harder to steal. It's a remarkable security problem. Salzburg has managed to lose an entire orchestra without anyone having to carry a piano. Okay, this one's going to change a little bit, Val. Oh, I left us on screen. Well, that'll work. Sorry. So, I think I probably know what happened. So, who do you know that loves tacky gold things?
I'm surprised the White House, the whole White House, isn't gold already.
It almost is. Let's take a look.
These are the best dolls.
Cheesy and gold? He's got it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I should have put like a news header around that so you could say like, yeah. But
these are the best dolls.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the thing is, I wouldn't be surprised.
The fact that AI generated that one and did it to a T right down to his voice without, you know, saying, that's a, you know, you're violating someone's rights. I guess it's because he's so public.
That must be. But, you know, he takes people's gold medals. Why wouldn't he take these gold statues?
Exactly. I bet you there are 210 golden Mozarts in the White House right now. They might be down in the basement in a closet that he visits.
Yeah. You know, he has so much, gumption or whatever, that he would just set them out in the open and dare anybody to do anything about it.
Yeah, I made those.
Yeah.
I make the best dolls. All right. Concert, Val. This is awesome.
Oh, and Halberstadt, Germany, there's a musical performance that makes even the longest concert you've ever attended seem like a radio commercial. It's a composition by American composer John Cage called Organ ASLSP, meaning as slow as possible. The performance began in 2001 and is scheduled to continue until the year 2640. Whoa. That's a total running time of 639 years. The latest chord change took place this month. One additional organ pipe was added, changing the chord from 7 notes to 8. The single musical change represented roughly 4% completion of the entire performance. The next scheduled chord change isn't until October 2027. Tickets are already being sold for the final note in 2640, although if you're planning to attend, you may want to leave a little extra time in your schedule.
Yeah, I've already got my ticket.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And you might miss me for a while, because this is probably what's going to happen.
I am checking out until 2640, losers.
All right, shut the lid.
Oh, welding it shut.
Oops.
Oh, God, don't try to put yourself in a time capsule.
It was a cryopod, and it exploded. Like many things that Scott makes, it blew up.
It blew up.
I don't make things to blow up. They just happen to blow up. Because I'm not as good as I think I am with electronics.
There you go. Next time, go for a time travel machine.
Ooh. Yeah, they really had a hard time putting me in a pod. All right. It was more of a barrel, but I'm small, so I fit.
And you know, I've never had a problem with putting you in a barrel.
I know. All right. Here we go. It's time for our three. She's telling the truth. It's time for our threefer of odd news animals. All right, this is our big animal roundup, and I'll kick it off. Last Tuesday morning, two very independent goats decided they were completely done with farm life. They escaped their pasture and trotted right down to the local transit station. When a commuter bus pulled up and opened its doors, the two hoofed passengers walked right on. Transit officials say the goats were looking for a direct route to greener pastures, literally. And how'd they do it? By simply following the crowd of people. Driver was shocked, but the goats were perfectly well behaved, though they did try to eat a few paper transfers. The pair was safely rounded up by animal control before the bus could pull away. Talk about a bad commute. Police say they won't face charges, which is good because they definitely couldn't pay the fine. Authorities later confirmed the goats didn't have valid tickets, but on the bright side, passengers said it was the most polite and least smelly morning rush hour they ever had.
I am assuming they didn't use the transit bus as a toilet.
No. They just walked in and then they walked out. I don't know how they got them out. It didn't say, but yeah. Fun.
That was cute.
Yes.
Cute.
Yes. All right, Val. Yeah.
Over a two-week period ending this past Thursday, this high-speed reptile managed to escape her backyard enclosure and travel a whopping 12 miles away from home. How? By just putting one tiny foot in front of the other, relentlessly, for 14 straight days. Her worried family searched everywhere, only for a local hiker to spot her chugging along a state park trail, looking like she was training for an ultra marathon. Shelley is now back home safe, sound, and presumably taking a very long nap. And in case you didn't hear us early, Shelly is a turtle.
Shelly the turtle. And moved it in
a... Moving at an absolute blistering pace of 0.03 miles per hour, local police reported they technically couldn't cite her for speeding.
You know, could you imagine being a turtle? You hate living in your aquarium or terrarium or whatever it is. So you bust out and you hoof it to the state park. 12 miles, and somebody snatches you back up and gives you back to your owner. I mean, that's got to be one depressed turtle. I bet he's still not eating.
I gotta tell you a story, though, similar to that.
Okay.
We find a turtle in the backyard, and we just, you know, never see turtles on the farm. So it's like, oh, my gosh, this turtle must have wandered away from the creek. And so Brad takes the turtle, puts him back down by the creek, and then finds out later that was a tree turtle. And
he probably didn't appreciate that.
Heading for trees, and it probably taken him 3 days to get that far. And Brad just returned to him.
You're a little overweight. You need some exercise.
That's horrible. I didn't know there were tree turtles. Can you imagine if one fell out and hit you? What's a lump on your head? I got hit by a tree turtle.
A tree turtle.
Did you know turtles could fly? Then why do they live in trees?
All right, let's round out our three for and put it all together for you. High school football player in Arkansas got the unexpected addition to his equipment during practice. A 2-foot-long venomous cottonmouth snake in his helmet.
Oh.
Yes, the player had been wearing his helmet for nearly an hour when he noticed something wasn't quite right. He handed the helmet to the assistant coach, who told him he had a problem. Coach discovered the snake hiding behind the padding.
Oh, my gosh.
How did he not get bit in the head? Animal control was called, and removing the snake wasn't as simple as dumping it out. Cottonmouth was so deeply wedged into the helmet that officials submerged the helmet in water until the snake got a little loose, and then they used tongs to get it out. Snake eventually released into a wooded area. Player wasn't bitten and continued practice without a helmet, which is probably the first time a football coach has added check for snakes to the equipment inspection.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's
is that
scary.
Just like one big helmet or one small snake?
They didn't say the size, but I'm guessing it was probably a smaller one. But when it comes to the venomous snakes, the smaller ones are even worse, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I would think.
And we were having a conversation. We went on a river or on a jet boat tour of the Snake River, and one of the stops, this gal, I guess last year, had reached into the water to adjust something and got bit by a rattlesnake.
In the water?
Wow. And had to be airlifted and everything, and it was a small rattlesnake. They said the problem with the smaller animals and why it's worse is they don't know how to conserve their venom. So an older snake will just bite, but make sure it has enough if it needs to strike again. The small ones bite and don't quit pumping venom into you.
Gotcha.
And so, but anyway, a little trivia there for you this morning, along with the wood turtle, which you didn't know existed.
That's right. Tree turtle.
It's supposed to be wood turtle, but tree sounded better.
Okay. All right, so we had three songs, no clips. I put it all together in a great animal song, and here we go.
A montage.
I thought I was free. Yeah. I thought I was free. Yeah. Two goats busted out on Tuesday morning. Left the farm without a warning. Down to the station, heads held high. Like two woolly commuters catching the night. Bus pulls up, doors open wide. They hopped aboard with human pride. Didn't have a ticket, didn't have a clue. Just chewing on transfers like goats do. Driver said, oi, you two, get off. The goats just stared like, what's your problem, boss? They'd escaped the farm, they found the street. They traded hay for a transit seat. I thought I was free, I thought I was free. I kicked down the gate and I ran for the street. Look at me, I'll just hide here behind this tree. I thought I was free, I thought I was free. Everybody's running but nobody sees. You can hide, you can run, you can crawl, you can flee. But eventually somebody calls the police. And Shelly the tortoise made a great escape. Took 14 days to leave the garden gate. 14 days and 12 miles gone. That girl's been planning this escape her whole life long. 0.03 miles an hour. She's got no horses, but she's got willpower. Police couldn't charge her, couldn't call it speed. But they said, Miss Shelly, you're loitering indeed. I thought I was free, I thought I was free. 12 miles of freedom and 3 miles a week. You can hide, you can run, you can crawl, you can flee. But eventually, somebody's coming for me. Then, down in Arkansas, on a football field, one player found something, his helmet concealed. 2 feet of cottonmouth, venomous and mean. Taking up residence somewhere unseen. The kid wore the helmet for nearly an hour. Snake sitting inside like it on the tower. Tongues came out, snake came free. And the player went back to
to a snake-free destiny. The goats wanted greener pastures. The tortoise wanted to see the world. The snake wanted a nice warm home on your head. And humans wonder why the animals want us dead. Everybody wants to disappear. Everybody wants to get away. But the goat got caught on public transport. And Shelly took 14 days. The snake got evicted from his new home. The goats got sent back to the farm. And Shelly finally made it home again. Probably thinking, bugger, I was almost gone. I thought I was free. I thought I was free. The animals running from us. I thought I was free. I thought I was free. But you're gonna get high. Eventually. What's up, boy? You got snakes in your head. Yeah. Thought so.
Scott, good song.
Thank you. But that is our odd news for another Tuesday. All right. Hang with us.